It was when we had Michael and you in the caravan that we decided it was getting a bit
crowded.
Yeah. And
I didn't realise Michael was there too.
Yeah, not for very long, but and that's when we decided that we'd have to move, so we got a council flat.
I remember it.
Then we got the council flat for us, and then we moved from there into the house at
Everest Road. What was the first one called, the road? By the Somerford Hotel.
Amethyst Road, wasn't it?
Amethyst Road.
Yeah. And then Everest Road.
Yeah.
And then
number five.
At Everest Road.
You came here.
Eh?
And then you came here.
Well, we just about saved up enough for a deposit, and I knew Don Marshall was the deputy manager of Barclays Bank. Anyway, I came down here. Pam had said, yeah, okay, we'll get a house if we can put a deposit on it. I said, I don't want a bungalow, and I don't want to live in Muddiford. And of course, I came down here, and Ballstrode was opening up the old cricket pitch. They hadn't opened it up yet, but he was building bungalows along Muddiford Lane. So I said, have you got any bungalows along here? He said, no. He said, they're all taken. I said, but we're just about to open up this little pitch here. And he got a postcard, drew it on it, and he drew some lines on it.
Yeah.
And he drew these two lines representing the boundaries of this property. Yeah. And I didn't say anything. I said, I'll go and get my wife. And got her down here. She came down here. She took one look at the place there and decided that there it was, facing due south. And I pointed out where the boundaries would be. And of course, this plot is about three times the size of all the other plots up there.
Yeah.
And we managed to scrape together, I think it was 50 quid for the deposit on a mortgage. And we committed ourselves, and the footings were put in, and they hadn't got the property marked out at all. And then I was transferring some bushes from the Everest Road side down here, and Ken Ballstrode was in with his tape measure and ranging rods, and he kept getting his tape measure out and running it up here, running down there, and he was out there for about an hour. And eventually he came across me and said, this is about three times the size of every other one. I should have charged you four times as much for this property as all of it. I said, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I'm so sorry, Ken.